Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down, where that ancient Jewish anointing is merging with the new covenant Christian anointing to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who is an evangelist, and he was flying to a country in South America. And he pulled out, you know, the magazines they have in the airlines, and he saw a headline, Millionaires Club. And so he started reading, and the Holy Spirit said to him, I want you to become a member of the Millionaires Club. Not $1 million. I want you to become a true member of the Millionaires Club. 1 million souls for the Messiah. And when he said that to me, I was thinking, and I have to tell you, I have a pet peeve. A lot of Christian television and Christian radio shows are raising money. And yes, they're proclaiming the law of sowing and reaping. And that is a biblical law, and that is correct. But somehow, there is, like, if you'll give at this exact moment, you're going to get wealthy. There's something psychological manipulation, I guess I have to call it for what it is. And maybe one or two people, because they have the faith at that moment and it's triggered, they're going to have a lot of money. But 99.9% aren't going to get anything. I want you to become a part of the true Millionaires Club. 1 million souls. And how are we going to reach 1 million souls for the kingdom? I have found many years ago that when I take Romans 1:16 literal, and literally, and throughout all of Scripture, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first. I have practiced this in this ministry. And every time I reach out to the Jew first, it opens up a gigantic door of evangelism for Gentiles, more so than if I went to the Gentile first. But I want you to become part of our Millionaires Club, 1 million souls for Messiah. There's only one thing you're going to take to heaven with you. You know what that is? Your soul winner's crown. Souls. He who wins souls is wise. And that's why Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. And every genuinely born again believer of God has the Holy Spirit in them, because they couldn't come to know Jesus without the revelation of the Holy Spirit. But there's something called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And as I explained on yesterday's broadcast, you take a white cloth and you dip it in a big barrel of purple dye, and you pull the white cloth out. It's totally saturated in the purple. It doesn't even look like the white cloth anymore. And in the book of Hebrews, the author said that God's ministers would be flames of fire. And it's literally a release of the Holy Spirit throughout every fiber of your being. Can't you feel that? Can't you sense that? Now, here's the thing that I found out that most Christians aren't aware of. When you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, that total immersion of the Holy Spirit, just like when you're baptized in water, you have to look at your Jewish roots to recognize water baptism isn't sprinkling, and that's not my issue. But water baptism is an entire immersion. Holy Spirit baptism is an entire immersion. And so there are 5 examples from Pentecost on, and we're celebrating Pentecost this week, or Shavuot, 5 biblical examples of people being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and of the 5, 4 of them spoke immediately in tongues, and the 5th, There's much evidence to believe they did something similar to that. So let's study the Word of God together. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, then verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. Who began to speak with other tongues? They. Who did the speaking? They did the speaking. And they were all. How many were filled? All were filled. How many just had a little sprinkle of the Holy Spirit? None. How many were totally saturated, totally filled? All. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and it doesn't say the word they, but it's implied, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Do you know what? They could have all been saturated and filled with the Holy Spirit, but if they did not speak in other tongues, it would have never happened. Do you know there's a stalemate going on right now? There are people that are saying, I will speak in tongues if the Holy Spirit maybe will move my tongue and make sounds. Well, that's like saying, I'll speak in English if the Holy Spirit will move my tongue and make sounds. No, you speak in English from your brain, and your Spirit gives you the sanctified words, and you speak from the Spirit by your Spirit. But if you don't do the speaking, no one else will. Perhaps you've never been told that. So there are five examples from Pentecost on, five biblical examples. We're going to look at each one of them. Well, we know at Pentecost, at Acts chapter 2, that they all were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's the first example. The second example is found in Acts chapter 8, verse 18. This is the one where it does not specifically mention tongues. It says, and when Simon, he was the sorcerer, saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given. Isn't that interesting? The first example, no hands were laid. The second example, hands were laid. That shows it can work either way. So when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, and early believers knew exactly when the Holy Spirit came on someone, and it was something instant. Why? It says that Simon saw that through the laying on of hands, the Holy Spirit was given. It's not fruit. Fruit takes a while to verify. But it was something instant. And I believe that Simon saw something because it says that. And what he saw is someone that was a flame of fire that was just praising God for all he was worth. Now, the third example is Paul when Ananias prayed for him. By the way, when Simon was prayed for, it was through the hands of the apostles. However, when Paul was prayed for, it wasn't an apostle, it was Ananias. He was just a disciple. And Acts 9, verse 17 says, Ananias said, the Lord has sent me that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18 says, this is Paul speaking, I speak with tongues more than you all. That's the third example. The fourth example is Acts, the 10th chapter, the 44th verse. So when the first Gentile received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who had heard the word. Again, no hands were laid on them. And then Acts 10, verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then the fifth example was Paul at Ephesus in the 19th chapter, the first verse, and finding some disciples, he said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? and verse 6, and when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So five examples, only five, from Pentecost on in the Bible. Four spoken tongues. The fifth, Simon saw something. And what he saw, I believe, was speaking in tongues and someone just being on fire, the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to pick up on this teaching on tomorrow's broadcast. And if you have never prayed in tongues, you will be praying in unknown tongues. And if you've stopped, you'll be encouraged to continue. This week, I want you to become a member of our Millionaires Club, A Million Souls. I believe our television show, which reaches 7 million Jewish people in New York City and Israel combined, we're on almost every television set in Israel, we're on the largest coverage television station in New York City, we're running the most amazing ads throughout newspapers in New York City, newspapers in Israel. And I believe that Jewish people, when they read these ads, the headlines, a picture of me, and it says, I don't make this stuff up. And then I list some amazing miracles. Dead child in morgue, ask for daddy. Cancerous tumors visibly melt away. Man gets guided tour of heaven. I believe that we're going to have such a blockbuster audience to watch our television show. And whereas most, quote, Christian or religious shows are designed for the believer, our television show, It's Supernatural, is designed for the non-believer. So I want you to become part of the Millionaires Club. We need 200,000 initially, and then much more for the various evangelistic things that we're doing throughout the world, really. We're about ready to do large evangelistic meetings in the land of Israel. I want you part of it. This is God's moment in which he's removing the spiritual scales from the eyes of Jewish people. And this is the devil's moment in which he's trying to literally exterminate every Jewish person so they won't form the one new man, so the body won't be complete, so the full glory will not be on the church. But I want you to become part of the Millionaires Club. You won't get a certificate or a premium. You'll just get credit in heaven. Call or write today. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.